What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check out the website. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. We are here. People are screaming at us right when we're doing this. You got to love it down here. We are here in the heart of Midtown, corner of 14th and Peachtree Street, for the Peachtree Road Race. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a happy Independence Day to all y'all out in Snellville.
Okay, now. Where everybody's somebody.
There's somebody.
Everybody is somebody in Snellville.
And before we get into our guest, again, want to thank the people that have come by here, stopped, spent some time with Sam and Greg. Also, it has been a we're on tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
From 8 until noon.
Yeah.
We're going to have some stories about stuff we've seen already this morning and the help that we've had.
What's up?
With Slim and Noel getting on the air, off the air, the craziness of doing a live remote. We got to love this. Hey, listen, Sam, a couple things that happened on this date because, you know, this is insignificant information, but we want to put it out there. The first bullfight. Did you know you're a bullfight fan? You've ridden a bull. Today was the date of the first bullfight.
Really?
I'll come over and cut your grass if you can tell me the city it was held in.
Madrid.
No, but if you think about it, Dodge City.
Okay.
Right? Back in the day.
Okay.
Dodge City. Happy birthdays go out, or would have been, to a former president, Calvin Coolidge. Meyer Lansky, the guy who, along with his buddy, Charlie Luciano, started the Five Families. Neil Simon. You got a favorite Neil Simon thing? Play? Turned into a movie? Odd Couple, probably?
Probably so.
Yeah, Biloxi Blues, a couple good ones. Anyway, we got more for you. We're going to play a song which will remind us, and shout out to Max and his mother, because it's Bill Withers' birthday today.
Okay.
Would have been Bill,
okay.
So you know what song we're going to play there.
Yeah.
But we have a special guest ready to join us as we enter this 8 o'clock hour.
Absolutely. Let's talk about things local, and this is something local. Of course, next week will be the start of the All-Star Week celebration, the end of next week. And what a time to have some baseball players of the future on display here in Atlanta. Minority Baseball Prospects does a great job of that. Coach Des Stegall joins us now. Of course, he's the head coach over at Maynard Jackson High School as well. Coach, good morning. Happy Independence
morning,
Day
Morning, Coach.
You.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
We're doing fine. We wonder how come you're not out here running.
Yeah, why ain't you out here running on Peachtree Street, man?
Oh, man. I those days are gone for me. I can't get it. That's a little early start for me.
Well, you're a coach. You're up. You might as well be out here running. Talk about this. We saw you earlier this week, and you're really excited. Obviously, we all who follow baseball are excited about what's to come here the next couple of weeks. But you have something very special with an elite group of players you're going to be involved with, right?
Yes, sir, man. So first off, man, I want to thank you all for bringing us on. I'm Des Stegall, Director of Minority Prospects. And I just want to give a special shout out and acknowledge our president, Reginald Hollis, and our CEO, Alexander Weiss, and VP Ty Weiss. So we're going to spend MLB All-Star Weekend with a purpose, man. So starting on July the 10th, we have a networking event and a comedy show at the Sweet Lounge downtown Atlanta. And then on Friday, we're going to do a Life After Sports symposium. It's just a panel of speakers to help prepare these athletes and families for life beyond baseball. And then, of course, as you know, Friday night, we have our HBCU Swingman Classic at Truist Park. So we want to break last year, well, our previous record. Last time we was at the Braves Stadium, we had about 2,000 people there to go. This year, we want to rock it out and bring about 5,000 people there. So the best HBCU baseball players in the country will be at Truist Park. And then Saturday is the MVP, the Minority Prospects All-American Day at Marietta High School. We got a free kids clinic at 9 o'clock a.m. Our home run derby will be at noon. And then the best 2026 high school baseball class of 2026 high school baseball players in the country, they'll play in our sixth annual MVP All-American game at 1 o'clock.
This is fantastic. So, this is fantastic.
Yes, sir. Now, we're going to celebrate the culture, support the future, and make this just one of those weekends to remember, man. MLB All-Star Weekend with Minority Prospects.
Fantastic. Talk about what this means to have this event taking place here in Atlanta and you be able to link up and be a part of it.
It's very special to me, first off, because it's living in our purpose. And that's one thing that makes MVP different, man. We're intentional about helping these kids, helping these families with their future in the sport of baseball. But I think this weekend is going to be crazy for us because Atlanta is like the mecca of HBCUs. It's the mecca of the culture. So I think those two mixed together, it's going to be very special and make for a good weekend.
Coach, talk to the baseball fans out there that wonder this. Have we turned the corner when it comes to minority participation when it comes to baseball and hopefully see that in the major league level in a few years to come? Or, you know, where are we at right now?
I think you got a lot of young guys that are really changing the view on baseball. In particular, we're talking about Atlanta. Chandler Simpson is making waves with the Tampa Bay Rays, man. He's from right here in Atlanta. Lawrence Butler is doing his thing out in Oakland. You got C.J. Abrams with the Nationals. Michael Harris, local kid right here with our Atlanta Braves. So I think you're starting to see more faces. You're starting to see more minorities make a way in the game of baseball. So, and it's just trickling down, man. We get more participation on the youth level. And, of course, we have you're going to see some first-round picks in our game on the 12th.
Great to spend some time with Coach Des Stigall talking about the minority prospects. And they are social. You can find them at MVP Takeover, at MVP Takeover. Talk about the significance of doing this. This whole All-Star Week, a lot will be done and said to honor the memory of Hank Aaron. I can't think of a better way to honor him than to have this wave of young talent come from basically his town.
Right. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if I'm breaking any news, but Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to wear number 44 in the home run derby. So that's going to be awesome. I mean, the legacy of Hank Aaron probably will never die, and then I think it's going to be very special this weekend for Major League Baseball to acknowledge him. And, you know, we already have our Hank Aaron, our 44 Classic that is played at Truist Park. So the trails that he blazed for baseball here in Atlanta, it's going to be special to see.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about yourself. Now, you also the coach over at Maine and Jackson. You guys made some history this year, this baseball season. Talk about it.
Yeah, man. I'm the head baseball coach at Maine and Jackson High School, Atlanta Public Schools, and this year was the first year that we ever won a region championship, and you know, in GSSA. So those guys did a tremendous job over at Maine and Jackson. Big shout out to my staff, my players, and families over there. Man, we finished the season at 24-9, and we finished region play at 14-0, so unbeaten. So it was a very good, special season for those guys.
24-9, that's fantastic. Some great work that you guys were able to do. Fantastic things you're able to do at that level. So congratulations on that. And you picked up some hardware yourself, right? You picked up some hardware yourself, right?
Yeah, I was the region coach of the year, so that was pretty special, too.
Oh! He buried the lead. I was going to say,
congratulations on that.
Man, I appreciate it. Yeah, Sam, though, man, I'm not really going to talk about myself. Yeah, I pulled in a few coaches awards. over in these last few years at Manny Jackson. So,
yeah,
man, definitely received another one this year for the great season that we had.
I was going to say, what's the connection within your relationship with the Braves overall, for not just what's coming up next weekend, but overall as you put programs together? Is there a nice relationship with them and they want to help whatever it is that you folks are doing?
Yeah, man, the Braves do a tremendous job of getting in the community and developing those relationships and figuring out what it's going to take to, like you said, increase baseball in the minority communities. I know several of my friends who coach at the other local high schools have received, like, field renovations, grants for equipment, batting cages. The Braves are very good. And I know for a fact one of my best friends, he works for Atlanta Parks and Recreation, and he's always in communication with the Braves. So they do a very good job, man, of promoting the community. And it's fun to see what the Braves have in store for MLB All-Star Weekend.
Now, that's great to hear that they are helping you up, because as far as a lot of Braves fans and baseball fans feel, that you got an uphill battle getting these young kids to participate, because a lot of them, they want to be the next Ant-Man. They want to be the next Bijan Robinson. They want to play football or basketball. And to get them to focus and stay locked in on baseball, what is that like, trying to convince them that this is where you need to be?
I was about to say, now, and rightfully so, man, it's hard to convince somebody not to say you could be the next Anthony Edwards, with him being from the streets of Atlanta. And Bijan Robinson, man, tearing it up. I'm there every Sunday watching Bijan Robinson. So I get it, but we got to get more guys to want to be the next Michael Harris.
Yep, so, absolutely.
I think, and big shout out to Mike. Mike also does a great job of coming out and letting people know that he's a real person and that you can make it, man. So I love that the Braves showcase Mike a lot. And, of course, you want to be the next Mike Harris. You want to be the next Ronald Acuna Jr., man. And it's fun to see. It's fun to see Mike tear it up on the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, tell us about that event, the day and the time and the place you can come out and see this next wave of future stars.
Man, so again, to wrap it up, man, MLB All-Star Weekend with a Purpose, July the 10th through the 12th here in Atlanta. We'll have a comedy show at the Sweet Lounge on the 10th, Life After Sports Symposium on the 11th. Friday night, we're going to be at Truist Park for the HBCU Swingman Classic. And on Saturday is the MVP All-American Day. So all day from 9 to about 4 o'clock, you can catch us at Marietta High School with our MVP All-American game at 1 o'clock. And kids, come on out. We can increase baseball, like you said. 9 o'clock a.m. is a free kids clinic at Marietta High School.
Fantastic, fantastic. Go. Coach Des Stigall, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Coach.
Continued success of you and the players and the young folks that you work with. And let's have a great time for All-Star Weekend.
Absolutely. And we got plenty of room for you down here if you want to run next year.
Man, hey, I may take you up on that next year.
We'll save a spot for you down here. Thanks so much, Coach.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
There you go. Appreciate it, Coach. Yeah, that's the uphill battle, man, because, you know, I talk to friends who've got 17, 18-year-olds, and they want to be – now, mind you, baseball does have one thing that the NFL doesn't have. They got guaranteed contracts, unless you're an all-star quarterback. But for the most part, those are the two sports. Well, of course, you want to play hockey too.
Yep.
But they see Ant-Man. They see some of these guys that get these, you know, that are moving the needle on – and. I just got distracted by somebody coming by.
But then again, seeing is believing. And so if they see these players he just mentioned, guys who are from Atlanta, who you know what I mean, that's the thing. Seeing is believing. And so you see Michael Harris. You see those guys he told. Lawrence Butler was out with the Oakland A's. You see Marquise Grissom Jr. They were just interviewing him on MLB Network this week. If you see people who are from where you're from doing this, it makes you feel that it's possible, and why not give it a try? But the parents have to do it too.
The parents have to
say, we're going to stick with this particular thing.
And so you got to have the want to too, because we know that there's the one thing that sport has that the others don't have, and that's sitting on the bus.
Well,
and you got some players that don't want to sit on the bus.
With basketball, you got the G League.
It ain't sitting on the bus. It ain't going through some cities you never heard of before. That's the whole thing.
Well, you need to see some other parts of the country.
I'm just telling you the reality of that.
You're saying you can go, and then who says you're going to make it, and who says you're going to play? So, I mean, with baseball, at least you're going to play. You got guys at that AAA level who maybe have signed a big bonus coming out of high school, you know, to be a big round pick. Remember, if you've been drafted high enough, you're going to get money. You got money, you know, but why go and sit the bench when you can go and play until you get ready? That's what places like Wynette are for.
They had a story in online this past week highlighting the top players from the bag man over the years. They had 50 years of the bag man. Now the things have changed a little bit. All right, we're going to go from this to Las Vegas. Rick Limpert, who's usually here talking about Mother's and Father's Day gifts, holiday gifts like that, he is out in Las Vegas doing something you would not believe.
Something historic.
He is going to be joining us next. I'll just tell you this. Think Forrest Gump. That is coming up. Sam and Greg down here in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race on this Independence Day morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I love you, baby.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's a first. That's a first. Thank you, man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That was a first that just happened here.
See,
a first.
See, you always say everybody stops for me.
We get people to come by
you
here.
You always say everybody stops for me.
Yeah, but they only stop for me because I put money in his pocket. That's the only reason why. But, you know, everybody comes by and they know Sam, and they say, and it's already happened a handful of times this morning. But as we broadcast live in the heart of Midtown here on corner Peachtree and 14th Street for the Peachtree Road Race, dude just came up and said, my name first and thanked me.
Yeah, man.
And didn't even acknowledge Sam.
I'm like, hey, who is he?
And then, but the only reason he did it is because he has been a part of Casting Call. And
there you go.
He said his car has been in seven movies. So I've done my job. I tell you, man, every once in a while I at least hear from one or two people who've taken a part of this. We're going to do a Casting Call a little bit later, but we got a guest on here right now.
Yeah, man.
That we don't normally talk to under these circumstances.
But he's got something special going on.
Never in these circumstances, because this is the first time I ever heard of this event going on. Rick Limpert. You hear him here before Mother's Day, Father's Day, the holidays, letting you know where you could get deals on gifts.
But Greg, today is a historic day for our country, the United States. And Rick, is that something that is historic for the United States, something that has never taken place in the United States before, as he comes on board with us from lovely Las Vegas.
Yeah, the place you think of when you first say Independence Day is Las
Vegas. Rick, good morning and happy Independence Day to you, man.
Thanks for getting up early, too.
Yeah, no problem. You guys sound like you're having fun there, and hope the weather and everything's good there.
Everything is great here, and we're in Midtown, so we got these tall buildings giving us a little bit of shade here until this sun gets straight
it's
up and
just dark where he's at
and cooks everybody. Yeah, the sun's not up with, but you know what? There's something special happening out in Las Vegas. Something that has never happened in this country before is happening in Las Vegas, and you're right there. Tell us about it, Rick.
Yeah, maybe it's a sign of things to come. So I'm excited here. The next week and a half or so, I'll be working World Table Tennis Championship. So we call it ping pong, but they get kind of offended when you call it that. But the U.S. Smash World Table Tennis Championships, and kind of like the Wimbledon of table tennis. Wimbledon going on right now, and. And we only have a couple Americans in this, though, and as Sam knows, the sport is kind of dominated by Asians.
Absolutely. Well, how do you land up in Vegas?
Kind of a mutual friend of ours, Sam, believe it or not, ATP Tour former a PR person, Greg Sharko, was actually at the China Open tennis. In China, and got to talking about this, and he kind of was the led the handshake between having this here in the U.S. And we're excited about it, and I think this is maybe a preview of things to come, and if it gets good support, and who knows what could happen, but there's one American male that is kind of in the mix, and talked to him last week, and he admitted a big opportunity for him and a big opportunity for table tennis here in the States.
I have to say, because I said this kind of tongue-in-cheek earlier, and we're going to try and get Abe on with us here for the next segment. He just finished Peachtree Road Race, give him a chance to get his breath back. I mentioned Forrest Gump and that scene where he plays table tennis, and obviously he's playing against some folks from China. You said that it is a sport that is dominated in Asia. Where does it compare to something? I mean, we all know of the game, but we don't participate in it like other parts of the world. But where in, comparing it to Asia, what do we have as an equivalent here? Is it shooting pool, maybe? We have those tournaments all over.
Or darts, maybe, something like that. I mean, it's a niche sport here in this country, but like I said, it is bigger in other parts of the world, Asia, and then pockets in Brazil, and the Swedes have had good players over the years. But for you, a U.S. person to be in the mix or to be included, he finished in the Olympics. He finished in the top 16, and he's ranked number 27 in the world. He's looking to maybe make a couple upsets and see what happens. Maybe like soccer was, Greg, years ago, where the U.S. was a participant, but they really didn't have a chance to win anything. And we've come a long way in soccer, and maybe this is something else we can look at.
Okay. Well, spending time with Rick Limpert out in Las Vegas. And he is social. Always found him at Rick Roswell. At Rick Roswell, usually he tells us about high-tech things to give for gifts, but he's talking about a very special event out in Las Vegas that he's going to be a part of. Now, talk about the table tennis. Let's talk about the other tennis for a minute, because Wimbledon's going on, and boy, it got off to a bumpy start for some of our folks from Atlanta. I don't know how much you've been watching it this week, Rick.
Yeah, I've been following, and it's been a bloodletting for the Americans, and that's kind of unfortunate after the momentum coming with the French Open, but that's what happens. And at Wimbledon on grass, there's players that are, I wouldn't call them grass court specialists, but they aim their whole year at that. And the U.S., like I said, they maybe aimed a little more this year at the French Open. And, yeah, there's been some dramatic upsets for the U.S. players, especially on the women's side.
Yeah, but for me, the best part about this is we are in a new era. Listen, I realize he's still there, but we don't talk a lot of tennis with you, but I don't know if you know, I got no feelings for Djokovic. But I realize he is right there on the doorstep of being the all-time majors winner if he gets this one. But I feel like we are in the time of Alcaraz and Sinner. And has Sinner, though, gotten past, you know, those accusations and him, you know, supposedly cheating and all that, to where we can have a rivalry where we respect both players?
Yeah, it's setting up to be an amazing rivalry, maybe similar to what we saw with Agassi and Sampras, but maybe even taking it to a different level. And Alcaraz is already going to have, if he wins this, he's going to have, what, six majors? And that puts him already on par with Edberg and a Becker. And look how young he is. Alcaraz has a chance to do Nadalish and Djokovic and Federer type things. But only time will tell. And health is in tennis these days is always a very important aspect.
I just want to make sure that everybody feels like it is a legitimate rivalry between these two because of what Sinner's been accused of and had to deal with these last couple years.
It definitely hurts. It definitely, you have to talk about it. And Sinner is a fun player to watch. That is definitely true. But right now, I think Alcaraz may be a little notch ahead. And like I said, Alcaraz can do... he can put himself on a map where very few people can live.
Yeah, Ben Shelton. It seemed like this surface lends itself to his game. He's got he's on court today. Curious to see what he is able to do. And been watching him grow. It'd be good to see him play into the second week over at Wimbledon.
Yeah, what I like about Ben is he looks like right now he's having fun playing too. He's got a great attitude. That lefty serve, Sam, as you know, on grass is a dangerous weapon. And for Ben, I think it's about movement and return of serve. He's going to hold his own serve and about matchup. So the other players are fully aware that that Ben can beat anyone on any given day there at Wimbledon.
Fantastic, fantastic. Once again, people can follow you. Are you going to be posting things from the table tennis championships that people can see?
I will. We have media day today, worldtabletennis.com. U.S. Smash is the name of the tournament. It's going to be a 10-day run at the MGM and Orleans Arena. And, Sam, I'll be sending you little clips and stuff and also some great technology hopefully coming out of – I'll be reporting on coming out of this as well. And enjoy the peach tree. One of my favorite things to watch.
It is that. It is that. They're all here. All 53,000 of them are right in front of us here. Thanks so much for the time, and enjoy this holiday.
Yeah, Rick.
So you guys be safe and talk to you soon.
All right, there you go. Oh, man, I forgot to tell him to check out. Well, he lives there, right?
Yeah.
He's out there. He knows about Capo's.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That restaurant. But I'm genuinely curious about people like yourself and like Rick. If you think about that, and is that a thing, when we look at what's next, okay, Djokovic may or may not get this win here at Wimbledon. He may not do it.
Well, the clock's ticking.
I know. So it's got to happen. He got to pull one of them Jimmy Connors moments out, like when Connors was 39 and made that run.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that's what it's going to take, and then he will pass Margaret Court. But having said that, the guys that are next, Sinner and Alcaraz, you got – because there was never any taint to Agassi and Sampras. There was never any taint to Federer or Nadal. But there's a little bit of taint with center.
Yep.
And moving forward, people are going to kind of look at these two with a skunk eye.
Provided
at least
he
for,
wins now, if he wins.
Well, they've won the last, I think the last eight majors these two guys have won.
If he wins, and that's the thing. So, you know, he's still got to get through and win. That's the thing that makes people talk. That's the thing that generates the rivalry. You know, if you want to see that.
Well, that's what we got so far.
We also open on the women's side. I mean, Coco Gauff stumbling. To me, it's something because everybody wants to see this rivalry with Sabalenka, especially after Sabalenka, you know, responded the way she did in the media. I personally didn't see a whole lot of problem with that. I mean, you're talking about an individual sport player.
Right, right.
And we talk about cornerbacks and how they have to still feel like they're the best even after they give up a 50-yard touchdown.
Yeah, but they're on the team, though.
But they're on the team, but you got to get that attitude where you forget stuff.
Oh, you mean them as the players. I got you. Right. Yeah.
And you got, as an individual player, you got to protect your psyche. And so if telling herself, hey, you know, I just had a bad day, we heard the Williams sisters do that when they first came on the scene. Mm-hmm. Other folks didn't beat them. They did things to beat themselves. Now, they got further along in their career, and their bank account got tight. They say, yeah, they got me. But I mean, it, right now, they're early in their careers. She's doing what she got to do to protect her psyche. I saw something on Muhammad Ali. And I remember when he was getting ready to have the George Foreman fight.
Okay.
And he kept talking about wanting to fight. I'm gonna beat Foreman, then I want Joe Frazier. I want to beat Joe Frazier again. But he didn't beat Joe Frazier the first time.
That's right.
But he's got to be in his mind.
In his mind, yeah, okay.
Right, so that's all Sabalenka's doing to me. And I don't know if she and Coco should have made them little nice little frenzy videos they made together to show that we're really great friends. If people want to believe it's a rivalry, give the people what they want. Y'all can be cool off the court. But, I mean, to me, give people what they want. And so I don't, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
If you had to answer that question of what happened with Coco between the French and what happened with this first set here.
Maybe she should have stayed in Europe.
Yeah, that's I was curious about that. Remember we talked about she should have had a call with Serena.
Yeah.
Give Serena a call and tell what should I do?
I mean, she got to come up with her own formula for doing things. But that's the other thing. We got to let Coco be Coco. She can't be Serena.
No, I mean, she can't be her, but she can get advice on what to do or how to approach these majors. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
She ain't changing her game, but she's just
– it's a short window of time. The further along you go –
that's what I mean.
The further along you go in the French, the less time you have to prep for the grass. And so, you know, we know we came home and we hit the morning TV show. We could have done a Zoom for all that, you know. But I mean, it's what they all decided to do. Either her agent decided to do it or her family decided to do it and she came home. But I think they kind of got her behind – on a preparation for the transition to grass, and that's kind of what we saw this week.
We normally in the next segment let you know about job opportunities in front of and behind the camera where you can find them. I'll tell you right now, go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You can also go to Get Cast with Greg on X. She had a guy come by here right now, told me helped him get him in 7 movies
you
with
did.
His car. And so,
make
again, there are opportunities out there. I'll tell you again where it is, but we're going to spend the next segment talking to a coworker who just finished the race.
Yeah.
And he ain't even sweating that much right now. Abe, like, he ain't even sweating. We got Abe coming up next here joining us, Sam and Greg, on this Independence Morning here in the heart of Midtown Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back to more of our coverage of the 2025 Peachtree Road Race.
Today is the 4th of July.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No!
Dog Night, joy to the world on Star 94.
I just have a little fun with that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race. And we could not be happier to get this guy. First of all, again, I want to thank Sam and Noel for keeping us on and the people who have stopped by this location. You know, we hit our groove right around the time we got to shut down this thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He's not even sweating.
I know it, man.
He's here. You hear him on the air here with us. He is, I mean, just like 7 days a week. That's Abe.
How we doing?
We're doing fine, man. You're doing the show during the week, and then, of course,
doing his thing here.
Doing his thing on the weekends. But this is the second year. Now, this is the first time you stopped after the race. You always wave at us when you run by.
Yeah.
What time did your day start today?
I had trouble sleeping last night, so I woke up at about 3:45.
Whoa.
It was supposed to be about 4:45, but I once I woke up, I was up, and that was that.
What made you get up? Why so tough? You've done this before.
You're thinking about this. That's why.
I've had trouble sleeping like for 4 straight days. I always get anxiety and nervousness and stress about like anytime I put like anything relevant into a race where I want to perform somewhat.
Okay.
I don't sleep. So
now this is what I know a little bit about you because I met some of your family. We had an event not long ago.
Yeah.
You started doing this to lose weight, or you just started doing it and the weight loss kind of came with it?
I was a runner growing up. My dad was a runner, so we grew up kind of running. I did the Peachtree a bunch when I was young. As soon as we were old enough to run the full 10K, we graduated from the Peachtree Junior into the Peachtree. And I know they had the Junior yesterday. Yeah. Looked like a great event. But then I went to college, put some weight on, all that stuff, and so I just started running to lose weight. But anytime, even if I wasn't a runner, anytime I'm in Atlanta, I want to do the Peachtree. It to me, July 4th, and everyone can feel differently. To me, July 4th in Atlanta is about the Peachtree. It is the individual event that I think signifies you're in Atlanta on Independence Day. You can go to a Braves game at home against the Red Sox or against whomever and watch the fireworks, and that's all fine and dandy. That's cool. But Independence Day in Atlanta is about the Peachtree to me. And so if I'm in Atlanta on July 4th, I'm going to be doing the Peachtree.
And you know what's – that's – I don't know what word to use, but it makes you feel a certain kind of way about this. Because we used to have two events that were like that. You have Independence Day with this race. But Sam will talk about the years that Atlanta was the only basketball game going on King Holiday.
Right. Yeah.
And now there's a number of games. The NBA has a few of them. But it was so identifiable with that game here. But listen, you've been doing this for a number of years, man. And the growth that's gone along with this race since you've been doing it.
I mean, when I first started, it was capped at 50, and then they bumped it up to 55, and they'll bump it up again if they need to. I know they were at 53 this year. There's hundreds of virtual runners as well. You know, you talked about my dad. When my dad started, there were only a couple hundred runners. I mean, he was running the Peachtree in the mid-70s, way back when. So to see what – and I was just walking up with one of the guys that had finished 20 minutes ahead of me, super speedster guy. And I was talking, and we're walking up, and we got people in all sorts of waves. I see L and G, and I see, you know, and it's just like there could be another hour of people coming down this street. And I finished before some of these people even started. And they're going to have another hour of just masses of people coming down. Again, 53,000 runners this year. It's just not every city can put this together. I mean, I know – Atlanta Track Club obviously is a huge, huge group, and Atlanta's kind of low-key known as Running City USA. It just – there's not a lot of cities that can pull out 55,000, 53,000 runners like this.
That's what I was going to say, Abe, because we're spending time with our very own Abe Gordon, who has completed the run, and he's got it. You get the T-shirt?
It's in the bag here. I haven't looked at it yet. I'm trying to keep it clean. You say I'm not sweating. I am drenched still. But I am going to shower and then put it on.
All right. That was going on. We got people running by here yelling. Look, talk about – and we talked with the mayor about this. We talked with Rich Kinnar about this.
Yeah.
The mechanisms that are in place, the mechanisms that are in place to make this happen, the volunteers, but also security. We were down here when it was still dark. We saw, you know, all types of all manners of vehicles.
You guys slid up pretty close to showtime because I was leaving the building and you guys weren't here yet. Yeah. I was heading to the start line.
Okay.
You know, you guys weren't here yet.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. We found out we got to get here earlier next time.
Yeah. Because I came looking for y'all before I took Marta down.
We're upstairs prepping, and we just had a different engineer, and we thought everything was cool. But, you know, I got down here. And you know,
I think to your point, though, some of the things that make this race work, you mentioned the security. You mentioned Atlanta Police Department and the various police departments that are out here in the middle of the night / early hours shutting down streets. And I mentioned this earlier this week. I mean, what a shout-out to Marta. This race can't hold 53,000 people in Lenox at that start line without Marta. It just can't. And it was packed when I was on it. It continued to be packed for the next 30, 40, 50 minutes of people coming to the start line. This race doesn't happen without Marta. There are tons of major cities that don't have the sort of transportation that Atlanta uses. And Atlanta's not number one in public transport, right? You know, D.C. and New York and Chicago. But it doesn't happen without Marta. And so big shout-out to them and the volunteers you mentioned. Thousands of them.
When you sit here and you look down the street from where we are and you look at that mass of people and you put it in perspective when you say the number out loud, it literally is like emptying out Mercedes-Benz Stadium after a Falcons game. And all these people just kind of head down Peachtree Street.
Everybody going the same direction.
Yeah,
right?
all going the same direction and all that. Listen, while we got Abe here, we got to get some sports thoughts from him. We're sitting here getting ready for the Orioles to come into town for the Braves, but they lost their third series with the Angels taking it from them. What are your thoughts on this Braves team? I asked the question earlier to Sam. How much longer after the All-Star break, if these guys continue to be double digits behind the leader of their division?
We're already headed down the wrong path. Like, there's no getting back into the race here. You're a two-man rotation right now. I'm shocked this team hasn't been no-hit this season. Like, I don't know what to tell you. There's no crawling back into the division. I just don't see it.
Well, then my question is, are we going to start hearing about this player, that player, available in a trade to help everybody else?
Who?
Well, again, you take the All-Stars off the list.
Marcell Ozuna's hurt.
Right.
I don't know where he's going. You ready to turn the catching job over to Drake Baldwin? Like Sean Murphy's probably your most valuable piece right now. I said a month ago that you're probably looking to move Chris Sale. He got hurt.
I was just going
to
say.
He was your most valuable piece. He was the guy that you can ship to a contender for a boatload of prospects and get something back. He got hurt. You can't move him now. Who are you moving? No one's interested in any of the guys that you would be replacing. So the value is next to nothing. Sean Murphy, I think, still has a little bit of value. Ozuna's hip bothers me. It should bother another team.
That is just amazing to say the value is nothing with a team that broke spring training and we all felt like they'd be contenders, right?
Second best odds in the National League behind the Dodgers. Right. Maybe you can get something for Iglesias, but a team's not going to pull him in to be their closer. They're going to pull him in to be a seventh inning man.
My thought was also whatever you do with this team and get prepared for next year if you're going to just kind of clean house, who's going to be skipper in this team? Because that's the other rumor you've been hearing.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen there?
Yeah, Walt Weiss makes sense. I would be interested in Eddie Perez if he's interested. But, yeah, this to me is Snicker's final season. Has to be.
Yep.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are down here in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race on this Independence Day. And as Abe was just describing, he's already finished.
Yeah, he has.
He started earlier.
He's done.
And there's still another hour of people going by us that will be running. We get out of here at 10 o'clock. There were still some people at least walking it then.
Yep, there'll still be some people. When we get done, there'll still be some people walking it.
Before we get you leave, I'm sure you've been talking about training camp right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
This Falcons team, where's the excitement or at least the anticipation? We got ourselves two edge runners. We're going to look and see what's going on there. Or we look at the weapons that Michael Penix has going into this season, and maybe Kyle Pitts becomes that, as they say, safety valve for this young quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, when we get to the season, I think we're looking at that. I'm fascinated by there being some legitimate position battles on this team heading into training camp. I think you have, if not just position, rotation too. I'm fascinated to see what the secondary is going to look like when we get there. I know it's AJ Terrell, and I know it's Jesse Bates. I think everything else is up for grabs, to be honest. I don't know if it's going to be Xavier Watts getting the start or Billy Bowman or Oliver. It's going to be fascinating from that perspective. And then the rotation, you mentioned it, the pass rush. You got Floyd, you got Pierce, you got some of the holdovers. Braylon Trice coming back, hopefully he can play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated to see Ruka Roro in the middle.
Yep.
It's just one of those things. I'm not so worried about the offense. You got the Penix question that I still have is just what are the steps he has to get through? What are the learning blocks for him? Because I don't think he's going to come out and be a top 10 quarterback week one.
Got competition at kicker? Do we?
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a question mark
so,
last season.
I would say this.
And I know he's been rock solid for us, but there were question marks last season.
But are you bringing Lenny Craig in to compete with Young Wei Koo? Like, it doesn't feel like a real competition. I do think there should have been a real competition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like with Lenny Craig it is. I think Young Wei Koo would have to look like an absolute chaotic disaster to not be your kicker. They didn't bring in someone realistic, in my opinion. I think Lenny Craig is a great developmental piece. He's probably at least a year away, though, from kicking in NFL games. I'd be shocked if Young Lake, who's not your kicker. And at that point, you're just hopeful that it was an injury thing and they maybe have cleaned some stuff up and maybe he will be better because he's been good before.
Abe Gordon, Jordan, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Let's stay with football because I know you got some opinion about what's going on the college level. This is the first year that we've gotten to this point that I can remember there hasn't been all this Bulldog conversation about this team. In fact, I can't think of one team that's been prominently talked about in this, you know, in this offseason, and that includes the national champion. What do you think about where this national championship is going to land in this upcoming college football season, given the moving landscape of everything?
Yeah, I think Georgia's going to be in the discussion. I certainly think Ohio State's going to be in the discussion. The one team I'm hesitant to jump into is Texas. I just have so many more questions than most people do, not just about Arch Manning, but about his supporting cast, about his offensive line, about his receiving core. And we've seen Arch Manning for, I was like 12 snaps. Like,
yeah.
what have we done here?
Yeah.
So I'm not jumping full on to Texas just yet. I think Ohio State's a real problem. I think they have the best offensive player in the country in Jeremiah Smith. I think arguably they have the best defensive player in the country in Caleb Downs,
yep.
our friend right around town here. And then it's just the quarterback question for them. It's just going to be about the quarterback. I'm fascinated by them, but George is going to be in that discussion. It's Kirby. Like, I've been talking with Randy and Andy a bunch, and it just feels like there's not enough noise being made. A lot of people are
That's what I'm saying. I haven't heard much of anything.
No, and like last year there was a lot of like, Mykel Williams is going to be in the top of the NFL draft, and Malachi Starks is going to be in the top of the NFL draft. We don't really have that guy right now. Georgia doesn't. But I think just because there's not some obvious talker, like if you had to give me like a yay or nay? Is at least one UGA player going to go in the first round? Like, I don't know who it is yet, but probably.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably Christian Miller, I think is in that discussion. And so I just think it's a season where it's going to develop into Georgia in that discussion. It's not going to start that way. A lot of questions at the receiving corps, but I think they have the answers. We just haven't seen it yet.
We are so swallowed up by what's going on over at Athens. As we stand here, we're 9 iron away from Georgia Tech, and they never get talked about. When you do bring them up, what is it that needs to turn the corner with that program to become relevant again?
Did they turn the corner by playing that marathon against Georgia in the final regular season game? Was that something to turn the corner?
No, I think you got to win games to turn the corner. I don't think playing teams –
they weren't doing that in the past.
I don't care.
They weren't doing that in the past.
And guess what? They didn't turn the corner in the past either. I just don't think playing teams tough is turning the corner. I think we've seen too many examples of playing teams tough. I think you've got to start to win those games. It doesn't necessarily have to be about Georgia. But they've got a bunch of opportunities this year against very tough ACC competition. I think it's going to be interesting.
ACC competition?
I'm higher on the ACC than most people. I think Florida State's a massive wild card. They're a huge
What's
wild card.
What's North Carolina going to be?
Irrelevant.
And does he leave after 1 year, talking about Belichick?
He got so much going on.
Yeah, he might. But I think Clemson is going to be in that discussion, certainly for a playoff spot, but one of the top five teams. I think Cade Klubnik wins the Heisman this year. I'm very high on Clemson.
See, here's the thing about Clemson to me is that we know that Dabo doesn't want to deal with this – the transfer portal.
Nah,
and all the
he's changes tune a little bit.
So he changes though.
Enough. He didn't have that far to go. I think SMU's going to be good again.
Okay.
I think Miami with Carson Beck is a total wild card. I think Florida State with Castellanos is a total wild card.
So you don't like Texas, but any of those other Texas schools get your attention? Texas
A&M? A&M?
No.
I
think
A&M's,
they're replacing 17 starters or something like that. Sorry, that's Ole Miss. Ole Miss is replacing 17 starters.
They spent so much money out there.
Yeah.
Hey, they have this thrown it all around.
What's their quarterback? Marcel Reed?
Yep.
I don't know.
Hey, man, you go and go put your feet up and thank you for being a part of the show. Gordon is joining us.
He's got a good suitcase. He's got to
he's got to cross the street.
Yeah,
which is
this is looking more and more problematic.
Hey, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy 4th, buddy.
Great to see you, man.
It is Sam and Greg. We are here. Coming up next, we're going to be talking more Braves. We're going to be talking to Caleb Johnson, too. Get his thoughts on the NBA as we are in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.